You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. It's nice to see the sun has decided to come out.
Autumn.
So what are we going to be looking at today in regards to books?
Today I'm going to talk about Lonely Boy, Tales from a Sex Pistol, and it's by Steve Jones, who was in the punk group, the Sex Pistols. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of books around, you know, punk and the Sex Pistols, you know, there's England's Dreaming, which we've spoken about previously, and John Lydon has written two memoirs, No Irish, No Blacks, No Dogs, which is really excellent, and the more recent book, Anger is an Energy, which we've sold truckloads of, but I haven't actually read it yet myself.
That's a great title as well.
Yeah, it's one of his lyrics, yeah. That's a recent one, so I'll have to read that too. But this is Steve Jones's take on the whole thing, and I thought it was really cool that he's written a book because, you know, John Lydon has sort of been seen as the mouthpiece, you know, and he's very visible and was kind of the intellectual of the group, I guess. And Steve Jones sort of comes as it from a completely different angle. He's a real dude. He's a real geezer, and he's kind of a bit of a yobbo. So I think it's quite cool that there's another voice. He's written this with Ben Thompson, who has, I guess, helped him kind of refine it. But the tone of it's very kind of conversational and
cool.
Very chatty.
So it's not necessarily like a hard read.
Oh, no way. It's such an easy... I mean, I couldn't put it down. I sort of read it in a day. And it's very conversational, very informal. His language is really colourful and quite crack up, really. So I really like that chatty style. It's quite candid too. He doesn't really hold anything back. It's quite full on.
Yeah.
It's quite confronting in a way. He had quite an abusive childhood. He talks about his childhood growing up quite poor. And I feel like the voice in this is really authentic. So he talks about his childhood. He was abused and that just completely damaged him.
Yeah.
And he just sort of talks about the long-standing effects of that. And it kind of puts into context and explains a lot of his behaviour as an adult, that he doesn't hold anything back. He sort of talks about some of the quite gnarly things that he's done. So it opens with him describing his West London upbringing. And it's really interesting. You know, I think he makes some really interesting observations about sort of the social and class system in England.
Right, because it's quite... like it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of self-analysis in this book as well. He's very aware, which I thought was quite refreshing. Mm. And it's really interesting because he moved to LA, where he still is now. And he sort of compares the two cultures and how, you know, sort of punk rock didn't really translate so well over there because it didn't have it had a different kind of class and social system.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's just... It's such a good yarn, really, you know. He was really poor. He shoplifted all the time. And one of the shops that he would hang out in a lot was a shop called Let It Rock, which was on King's Road. And that's where, of course, Vivian Westwood and Malcolm McLaren sort of set up base.
Wow.
And, you know, they were sort of privileged art school people. Yep. And they sort of saw the working class as, I guess, quite exotic. And they were quite curious about it. It was quite exotic and quite novelty. But they sort of took him in, and he didn't really have a very stable home. And so they sort of took him in and kind of mentored him. And he sort of says in here that he, you know, they befriended him. And he said Malcolm McLaren didn't just sort of allow him an insight into another world. He actually allowed him to be an active participant, and that it basically changed his life.
Just hanging out in this one place and meeting these two people.
Yeah, which was, you know, and I mean, Let It Rock, which turned into the shop Sex, was a real hub for where punk rock kind of began.
Yeah.
And it's where he met Chrissy Hynde and other people that were kind of key players. And so the Sex Pistols formed, and we know a lot of that story already, so there's a bit of that in there. And then after when they broke up, he went to Los Angeles, where he still lives. And I always kind of wondered about that part, because I knew that he left the Sex Pistols, went to Los Angeles, and I'd seen photos of him, and he had, like, you know, really big kind of hair metal kind of image, you know, yeah. leather jacket and, like, huge kind of Bon Jovi, Skid Row kind of hair. And it was just quite different. So I really enjoyed reading about that kind of aspect. There's heaps of drugs and alcohol in here. He did some terrible things, was really messed up. He's really likable, though. He's quite a likable character.
How,
you know?
How so?
How is he likable?
Yeah.
Because you can kind of see he was just a kid trying to get by, you know?
Yeah.
And he talks about how he had this horrible kind of childhood, really. And when he discovered music, I think he talks about hearing Purple Haze for the first time. And he was like, wow, you know, music is an escapism. And he is a really good person, you know? Like, you can tell he's a good person. He's just really colourful. So he talks about his junkie years, and he did the 12-step program, which he kind of references the 12 steps quite a bit towards the end. And he has a radio show in Los Angeles called Jonesy's Jukebox, which apparently is really popular.
Cool.
And apparently he's really opinionated and... it doesn't hold back in his show. I mean, reading the book, I can kind of imagine what the tone would be like. He's got great taste in music, fantastic taste in
music.
And
I suppose with the book, can you imagine the kind of conversation you would be having with him as well?
Yeah, I think his voice in this book comes through really, really clearly. So, you know, I came away from this thinking that he's a pretty gross dude, but I can kind of see why. It was thoroughly entertaining, though. I really do recommend it. It's a great read.
Fantastic. So it is called Lonely Boy.
Lonely Boy, Tales from a Sex Pistol, and it's by Steve Jones, and it's $40, and you can get it at Unity.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Karen, for coming in this morning and doing Loose Reads with us.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.